Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the latest episode of the Pen to Paper podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kylie Geyer, professional intern. Welcome back. So let's get right to it. As usual, we are now starting out the podcast with a little catch-up with Kylie session. So what's been going on? It's been crazy. As I told you before, we are so close to graduation. Just about 3 weeks away. It's nuts. I'm excited. And this last week at work was crazy as well. Just a lot of stuff happening. But that's what's so great. Prioritizing and also putting your best foot forward in terms of both education and hands-on work are both essential for success. So yeah, things have been great. Not too much to fill you in on this week. A lot of stuff also that I will share with you soon. But yeah, things are great. So today I want to get into something that is often overlooked, but should not be. It's incredibly important. I want to talk to you today about the uses of social media. As you know, especially when you're heading into college and whatnot, as you know, people say, watch what you post on social media, and they say that for a reason. Actually, this week I met with some people that work in the human resources field and who read resumes all the time, and they talked about the importance of social media and being careful with what you post, because if you have a public profile, that is totally fine, as I do, especially if you're in a field where you want to show off your content creation skills or whatnot, but you want to be sure that every platform you're on, be sure you know if it's public, if it's not, and just what impression you want people to have of you. And whether in your mind you believe that's fair or not, it is a fact of life that leads to whether you may get an interview or not and someone's first perceptions of you. And that's truly key at this stage where we're all at in the process now, especially if you're listening to this podcast. Also, another important thing to note when we're talking about social media today is there are amazing benefits of it if you are in the job market, if you have an internship, if you don't, it doesn't make a difference. Social media can be key, and someone taught me this as I was beginning interning in my career. The great thing about social media is it allows you to take that relationship, whether it began online or in person, and transform it into the other. So for example, it's great, maybe I follow someone that works at a company that I care about, or that works at a company that I'm interning at, they're high up, whatever, and you see that they went to a baseball game, and you also happen to have gone to the same baseball game, and then you see them in passing. And you go, oh my, I saw on Instagram or on Twitter or whatnot that you posted, you were like, the game, me too, like, whatever. And then that starts you having this conversation, getting to know them on a bit more of a personal level. And it gives you something easy to talk about and create that small talk and turn it into not small talk. And that's what's so great about social media and the ability to connect with people. Obviously, don't step out of your lane, and by that I mean there are social cues, there are internet cues. Make sure, you know, I want to just hit someone with a follow and like and comment on all their pictures that I'm working with, but we don't know each other, we've never spoken, and I trust that if you're listening to this, you know those cues. If you don't, reach out, we can talk about it again on the podcast, but be careful and use your discretion when on social media. Another thing, now maybe I have made small talk with people, we've talked and we ended up following each other on a platform. Now, when we see each other, we have more to talk about, and we've gotten a little bit more of that personal relationship and talk to each other as humans and have a more comfortable relationship as coworkers, which then people think of you more and they remember you more. They see you on their feeds and they think of you, and things like that are just great so that you remain in someone's mind. I want to get to a question this week. It came from someone reaching out asking, hey, I'm interested in this type of field. I'm not going to specify it for everyone to this person's privacy, but this person said, hey, I'm interested in this field and I really don't know where to begin. What do you think I should do? So, anonymous and everyone else in listening, I think it's key to find what you like and dive in 100%. And someone once said that to me when I didn't know what I liked, so I was like, well, what do I do then? And I think it is keep going at what feels good and what type of work you're doing. And opportunities come for a reason. And if you have all these different tasks you're handed, different types of things, through that experience you'll learn. But for the person who doesn't have an internship and doesn't know where to start, and it's tough because lots of things say, oh, come with prior internship experience, and you're like, well, I can't come with any because I can't get one, and I can't get one because I've never had one, and you say I need that experience, it's a whole mess. But what's key is maybe you're in college, maybe you were in a club. Those roles in those clubs, any summer, maybe you were a camp counselor. All these things show skills. And then specifically, once you're in that interview and on your resume, you show these skills from these, even if they're odd jobs you've had or these clubs you've been a part in, all those things show commitment, dedication, and then specific hard work and skills you've learned specific to that job or position or whatnot. From there, once you have that interview, then you dive into why you're passionate about that job, whether it's marketing, scientific research, whatever that may be. That's when you dive in, and passion really shows. Your resume shows your skills and those hard skills, and that you can commit, you work hard, and whatnot. Skills can be taught, personality can't, and passion cannot be taught. So when you're in that interview, really highlight your passion. Do your research on the company beforehand, maybe even on the person that's going to be interviewing you, and that is key. Now, I hope today this podcast helped you out, whether this is your first episode you're listening to, whether you've been listening all the way through. I appreciate you all equally. We are all in this together, as I say every week. And as Troy Bolton said in High School Musical, stupid joke. But thank you for coming back. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you've also downloaded the episodes so you can listen to them wherever, whenever. And don't forget to ask me your questions at Kylie Gayer, KYLIEGAYER. Comment, tweet me, DM me, Instagram, Twitter. I'm taking your questions, answering them on this podcast, and I can't wait for next week. So it is time to clock out, and we'll be back next week. Bye, everyone.